And again, we have with us Manhattan Deputy Fire Chief Ryan Alms with us today, 537-1350. If you have questions or comments, just going over some winter safety ideas. And I know Thanksgiving really, we're going to be to Christmas before we know it, but Thanksgiving's right around the corner. And I know obviously that's a time that people need to be thinking about safety when it comes to fire.
They're absolutely, cooking is the number one cause of fires across the nation. And the same holds true here in Manhattan. So anytime we're going to be cooking, we need to practice safe cooking practices. And the main thing that we see is people walking away from cooking. It's so easy to do. You get distracted, and the next thing that you know, you have a fire in the kitchen. Probably the most serious of those fires we see is when people are heating up oil, and then they forget about it, and then the oil will self-ignite and start the kitchen on fire. But we run all sorts of cooking fires. We run a lot where the heating element in the oven will get food on it and then start the inside of the oven on fire. And really, the main thing to take away is cut the oxygen off, whether it's a pan, put a lid on it. You can put a towel over it even and shut the power off and call the fire department, and we'll come out and we'll help you ventilate it. Then the other thing,
towel go on fire too.
Actually, you can wet the towel, but most of the time, no, it'll be enough that it'll cut that oxygen off. Now, if it's oil, it will keep going. But the main thing is just to get the power cut off to it and call the fire department, and we'll come out. Also, at Thanksgiving, we still hear of people frying turkeys and causing fires, and this happens because the turkey isn't completely thawed out, and it gets dipped into the oil. And when it does, that steam that's created from those ice crystals will expand, and it'll force the oil outside of the cooking container and onto the fire. And when it does that, it's violent. It's explosive. There's lots of videos on the internet you can watch, and it's really scary. So the main takeaway, if you're going to fry a turkey, make sure you do it outside, away from the house, and then make sure that turkey is completely thawed before you put it into the fryer.
Candles, Christmas trees, just the usual. Anything we need to highlight there?
Well, just this time of year, use extra caution. Everything starts to get dry outside. So when you put your holiday lighting up, make sure you're using extension cords that are rated for being outside. Make sure you're covering those connections to keep them from getting wet. And then this time of year, it's just a whole mess of things that just make our skin crawl. Between candles and then Christmas trees, if you have a live tree and you bring it in, make sure you water it. There's lots of videos on the internet. It's just such an explosive fuel package that if they get lit on fire, it just goes up so quickly. And within less than 2 minutes, it can just totally envelop a room in fire. So very, very dangerous to bring that stuff in. If it's dry, make sure you water it, not only the trees, but any kind of wreaths or garnish you have.
And I don't think people realize how quickly fire can spread. You've sent some videos to me in the past, and it's incredible how fast it can happen.
You know, it's one of the reasons that we push smoke detectors so hard is because when people are asleep and you go to a fire in the middle of the night and you talk to them, they always say the same thing. They say, I can't believe how fast it happens. It's the same thing over and over again. And it's that delayed warning that you have during the middle of the night. And if you don't have a smoke detector, your chances of surviving that fire is very, very slim. And so we want to make sure people have smoke detectors installed so that in the middle of the night, it gives them a chance to get out.
All sorts of other things I know we want to get into today. I guess kudos on a recent ISO rating, if you want to explain that.
Yeah, we went through an ISO. The Insurance Services Office is a rating system that judges fire departments. And Manhattan, after a long time as an ISO 3, moved to an ISO 2. We joined 16 other fire departments in the state of Kansas with a 2 or better rating. And that's kudos also to our public works. A lot of it has to do with the water supply, and Manhattan has a very good water supply and a very good distribution of hydrants, and our public works staff works very hard with us to make sure that we have the water available to fight fires.
And that's always good to hear, too. Now, one thing people may not realize is you get it, of course, we've known for a long time, you don't just respond to fires, you respond to accidents and all kinds of medical type emergencies. I do want to mention, well, since I've said mental, let's go there. I know you actually have had some training when it comes to mental health. I know Riley County Police have a co-responder now with them, but your own crews are also starting to get some help that way.
We are working hard to take care of our own first responders, not only at the fire department, but regionally. We have there's a critical incident stress debriefing is a meeting that takes place after an incident to allow everyone involved to be able to talk about the incident and go over the details, a way to work through what had happened. And we have a regional team that responds, and we've been four times this year already. We've sent people to area departments to allow them to do that. And then one of the other things we're doing is we're working on a peer support team for our own people, where we have people who are trained in listening and helping people get help if they need it. PTSD is a big issue with fire department members across the nation, as well as suicide, and we want to do everything we can to protect our members. They're exposed to a lot of things that the normal public doesn't see, and they could be difficult to deal with, and over time it can really catch up to somebody. And so we want to do everything we can to help protect the mental health of our responders.
And unfortunately, we don't always think of you when we think of PTSD. We think of our military, but you have raised a very good point. You see some of the same things in what you do.
It's really starting to come to the forefront with across the nation. Used to be kind of a just deal with it kind of mentality in the fire service, and just be tough about what you see, and sometimes it would catch up with people. And so thankfully, there's a lot of good things happening. There's a lot of education. There's a lot of awareness. And our department's working hard to make sure we're taking care of our own people.
Car seats. You've gotten involved in doing some of that work.
Yeah, we were talking off the air a little bit that sometimes we need people when there's fires. We need a lot of people, and we need them there quickly. And so there's some downtime because, thankfully, fires aren't happening all the time. So we are involved in a lot of other things. And one of our recent efforts that we're getting involved in is car seats, car seat checks and car seat installations. Riley County EMS has organized on Tuesdays from 11 to 1 at the MFD headquarters at 2000 Denison Avenue, a time for people to come and get their car seats checked and make sure they're getting them installed right. We now have got five of our personnel trained, and so we'll be participating along with Riley County Police Department and the hospital, who also has people there. And we're really excited to be a part of that. It's been in our building for a long time. We haven't really participated, and we're excited to be a part of that. And we do get an occasional drop-in, and then they have to wait for an officer from Riley County Police Department or somebody from EMS. And so we're excited to be a part of that team and helping the community out in a little bit different way.
I know you had your open house last month. Heard it went well.
We did. We had a great day. It was a little cooler than what we've had in the past. But we have people, thanks to the Kansas State University Foundation across the street, they allow us to use their parking lot. And so as we use that parking, we've counted people in. And so this year we had 1,150 people attend our event in 4 hours. And so for anybody who has local events, to know to draw almost 1,200 people for a local event like that is really good. And we have always really enjoyed our open house. Not only does it give us a chance to talk a little bit about fire safety, but we're really proud of the fire department we provide. And it gives our citizens, the taxpayers, the ability to come and see what they get for their money. And it's very obvious the pride that our people get in the service that they give by the way that they interact with the public. And we heard lots of good things this year, and we're really excited to do it, and we want to keep it going next year. So look for that. That'll be the second week of October again next year.
Having been to some of your open houses, that sounds like it probably is a record, is it?
It is. Last year it was a little over 1,200 last year, but those are the two highest years by far.
Well, our thanks again to Ryan Alms. Anything else that we've forgotten to talk about you want to add before we wrap up today?
I just want to make sure, check your smoke detector batteries, change them out if you haven't, and take the time to practice a family escape plan, have a meeting place. It doesn't take much, but make sure you're doing it.
Again, Manhattan Deputy Fire Chief Ryan Alms with us today. Going to take a break. Margaret Abbott will be joining us next from the Riley County Senior Service Center. She's the meal coordinator there. You're listening to In Focus.